say Wednesday of next week, right?
Yes, yes, a week from today. So through one of our grants that we have currently, it is a maternal child health grant through DHHS, and that grant is to focus on reducing motor vehicle crashes among youth. So one of the things that we wrote into that grant is to have a national speaker on traffic safety come to Nebraska, and I actually tried to, she was scheduled to come to Nebraska in March of 2020.
Okay.
And we all know what happened in March of 2020, and that obviously didn't happen. So it's been a couple years in the making to get her here. So I'm very excited that it's actually happening this time. And she is coming next week. She'll be here for 3 days. She's going to be doing some presentations at some of the area high schools with the middle school and high school students on making safe choices as far as traffic safety goes, speaking up for what they believe in, peer pressure, all that kind of stuff. But then on top of that, she has a presentation that's more geared for parents.
Okay.
On this topic. So she is going to be doing that presentation next Wednesday evening. So it's February 2nd, I think is next Wednesday. Right?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, Wednesday is the
2nd. Okay, thought so. So next Wednesday, February 2nd, she's going to be doing the parent event at the Fremont Middle School from 6:30 to about 7:45. And so she'll be there. It's open to the public, so anyone that wants to come listen, they can. It's free. It's a large space, so we can spread out if we want to with the COVID numbers and all that. And we'll have masks and all that stuff. So to be as safe as we possibly can for an event like this. So she's going to be here next week, Wednesday, from 6:30 to 7:45 in the Fremont Middle School gym to do that parent presentation. So please come. Please come listen while she's here. It's exciting to have her. So. Yes. Yep. So how she kind of got started doing this was a personal experience. So she watched the accident that killed her twin sister the day after their 18th birthday. And speed was a factor. And so, I mean, not something that you want to get into necessarily, but when she's got that personal experience, she just felt so passionate about it that this is what she ended up doing. So
it's an incredible story, and she'll have some good advice for
yes.
parents and for kids.
Yes, definitely.
Let's see, radon is also top of mind right now, right?
Yep, so it's Radon Action Month. Radon, if you don't know, it's a gas that is found in our homes. You can't see it, taste it, smell it. So the only way to know that it's there or present and in what amounts, basically, is to test your home. You can't base what your neighbor gets for a result as to be like, oh, mine should be similar. It really is specific to the home itself. So it's really important that we are testing our homes. It's great to test when it's cold out like this. So that's why January is kind of Radon Action Month, because that's the time you want to test, because you have your house shut up nice and tight. You're not going in and out a lot because it's cold. Who wants to be outside in the cold? So it's really locked up tight, and that's when that radon tends to build, because it's not having any way to escape. So now is a good time to test. We do have test kits available at our office here in Fremont. They're just $1, and there's no lab fees or anything like that. So once you do the test, you send it in. They send you your results. Anything over a 4.0 or higher is considered at the point that you would want to take action and do some kind of like a mitigation system to vent that radon outside so you're not breathing it in the house.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can't say it's common, but it does happen around in mm-hmm. the Midwest, right?
Yep, especially this, the eastern side of Nebraska tends to have really high levels of radon, and it's found in the soil and the ground and the rock and all that. And once it breaks down and gets to the surface, it's into that form of the gas, which is again, why we don't notice it unless we're testing for it. So
there are quite a few homes nowadays. Usually when a home is sold and they have to go through all the different inspections and things, mm-hmm. then sometimes they will have to install a mitigation system, right?
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So there are quite a few that actually have that on the home right now in the Fremont area. And
yeah.
Just around east, like you said, eastern Nebraska.
Yep.
So don't be alarmed if there is one and you're trying to buy a house. It's actually doing
it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing if it is there already. So, yeah. Yeah.
Mainly, you guys have been really busy with a lot of other things, including testing and clinics. So let's kind of run through the new testing site days through Three Rivers Public Health.
Yes. Yeah, so testing has been in super high demand. and partnering with Total Wellness is one of our ways to get testing here locally instead of having to drive to Omaha and that kind of thing. So they have upped their testing days, I guess. So they are testing now Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The hours vary. So Tuesdays, they are testing from 8:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. Wednesdays is 8:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Thursdays is 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. and Fridays is 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. At this point, just due to the demand, appointments are required at this point. So you can go to our website, or not our website, our Facebook page, and we have the website listed where you can go sign up for that appointment. So that is required. They do also want people to make sure if you have insurance that you put your insurance information in when you're signing up for your appointment. It is free. So if you don't have insurance, you can still go and get it done. But if you do have insurance, that's a way for them to get reimbursed for the testing. They're not actually charging you anything.
Right.
So if you do have insurance, make sure you're putting that information in, because once you get there, if you didn't and you have insurance, they're going to make you do it when you get there. So just do it ahead of time so it's done.
What's the process? Do I just bring my my card that says I've had the two shots already?
Yep. So if it's time for your booster, second dose, whatever, we do have walk-in clinics available. No, it's walk-in, so no appointment necessary. Just bring that card that you got originally, so we can tell, you know, when your last dose was and whether or not you're due for that booster dose. And we can also put your booster dose information on there for you so that it's all in one spot. But this week, for the remainder of the week, our walk-in clinics, so we'll have one at our Three Rivers building here in Fremont on Friday, and that is from 12 to 3:30. So boosters, primary doses, second doses, whatever you need, will be available for ages 5 and up. And then on Saturday, we're doing a walk-in community clinic at Fort Calhoun High School. And that one is from 9 to 12 in the morning. So anyone can go to that as well.
Nice. Good deal. Have those been busy, I guess?
Yeah. They've been pretty steady.
Okay.
Yep. And still
pretty busy?
Yes. Testing is still very busy. Definitely. I mean, at this point with the cases, the way they're rising every day, I mean, we're getting 200 plus cases a day right now, and that's a lot. I think our case count in the last 7 days is over 1,000 at this point. So that's a lot of new cases in 7 days for us. So please, please, if you have any of the symptoms of COVID, just not feeling well, please stay home. Wear a mask.
Yep.
You know, stay away from others.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah, your website really is has all the information there. That's where I would tell people to go.
Yep.
Look to the website.
Yep, yep. You can always go look at the COVID dashboard if you have questions or anything about our cases and what that's looking like within our jurisdiction. That gets updated daily. So it's constantly being updated. So the most current data is available.
Well, thank you. We